526. In case you're just joining us, the last few minutes we've spent with quotes from Secretary of State Deborah Bowen in her teleconference with reporters today about the report that she's just received on the testing of electronic voting machines. We have elections coming up sooner than later in the state, and there are many registrars of voters in counties all over the state that are concerned about whether they can get their job done the way they need to, given the decision that may come, the decertification of the machines or whatnot. Let's find out what Steve Weir thinks. He's the registrar clerk of Contra Costa County and the president of the California Association of Clerks and Election Officers. We spoke with Mr. Weir earlier this afternoon. We just heard a few minutes ago on the air some clips from Deborah Bowen's teleconference that she held with reporters across the state and the country this afternoon. The report's done now. She hasn't much chance to read it, but they'll get into it. There's been some fodder on the blogs, and you believe that you've been mischaracterized. I wanted to give you an opportunity to clear it up, sir.
Okay.
In terms of Secretary of State's abilities to make unilateral decisions about what kind of machines they'll use, I guess.
Well, the Secretary of State has the right to certify voting systems, and there's a procedure and a process that you go through for that. And she has the right to periodically review systems, and there is seemingly a process through which she has to go and deadlines. And she is in that process right now, and we do not deny that and have offered as long ago as January 10th to be a partner in working with her on that.
As your job title, which is rather lofty, the California Association of Clerks and Election Officers, the CACEO, are you the sort of the head person for all the people who do your job around the state?
Yes, we're a private nonprofit organization representing the 58 counties in California for their registrars, their clerks of boards of supervisors, and for their county clerks. So, that's a two-year term. I'm right in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm. So if Bowen's report says that X company's machine is very easily hackable and doesn't look like it's going to be a stable operating system, and that based on the test results, they'll have some grave concerns about the accuracy and fairness of the election. And your next response would, of course, be?
Well, is that what the report says? I just saw the report post with a summary about 5 minutes ago, so I'm kind of at a disadvantage. In addition, John, I tried to sign on to the press conference on a listen only, and I, along with other registrars, were kicked off. So you've caught me at a bit of a disadvantage. I have not had the chance to either hear the secretary's press conference nor to read her report. But I will say that we were grateful for her staff having an all-clerks conference call yesterday, sort of off the record, so that there were no surprises to registrars. And again, I've got to say we haven't read the reports, but I was encouraged to be reassured by the Secretary of State's office that no malicious code was found in any of the reviewed source code. And, of course, the premise has been across the country and here that we have, in fact, had malicious code put into our source code by vendors or by someone else, and that has tainted California elections. That simply is not the case.
Okay. You are aware that Brad Friedman on Brad Blog wrote something suggesting yesterday, and we had a discussion with him yesterday, that California county election officers may choose to ignore the findings, and that didn't seem to get vetted out or worded very well. I wanted some clarification from you there, too.
Well, sure. I was asked by Media News out of Sacramento a what-if question this week, and that what-if question said, what if the secretary decertifies a voting system? And my response was this. Right now, California has federally qualified, state-certified accessible systems, all of which were in use in November of 2006. If the secretary decertified a system that was federally qualified and couldn't find another state certified system, they would be in the unenviable position 6 months before a federal election of trying to change a voting system. They may have to choose, well, who am I going to be sued by? The Department of Justice or by the California Attorney General? So that's kind of where that one came from. It was not in any way a flippant comment. It was in response to what happens if, and that's a possibility if there's decertification. But we're hoping to work with the secretary. We're hoping that her response to this will be measured. You understand that the amount of time that a huge amount of material must be digested is a precious weekend, and that a precious 4 days after that, the secretary could potentially decertify a voting system. There is not a registrar in the state that that extremely short timeline wouldn't cause, you know, grave concern.
This is Steve Weir. He's the Registrar of Voters for Contra Costa County and the president of the California Association of Clerks and Election Officers. I think that most people, Mr. Weir, would say, well, let's give these registrars the benefit of the doubt. You want your job to be as easy as possible. You want elections to be as problem-free as possible, because when that happens, everybody wins.
Yes, and I don't want to just jump back flippantly, but it's not easy job, and it's not designed to be an easy job.
Yes, sir.
There are lots of protocols. But what we want is for our staff, our poll workers, and most importantly, the voters, when they go in to vote, to not face something that's new and confusing. We think that we've got it down pretty well. You know, there have been state tests of these voting systems. There have been paper trail audits. There have been parallel monitoring. All the results are on the secretary's website. There is not one scintilla of evidence that our electronic voting systems have ever been compromised or have ever not correctly registered a vote.
And you support this testing and vetting out any potential problems. I hope they could get fixed quickly, yes?
I do support it, and offered to have registrars be involved in this process, and for whatever reason, we were not involved in it. So we're sort of in the dark. But what I have to say is, in January, when the secretary talked to us about this, it was January 10, we said, we'll cooperate. It was 17 months before the next federal election, which then the primary was June 6, 08. Now it's February 5, 08, 4 months earlier, and time has really been the enemy of this process. I'm not sure they've had enough time to do the job as clearly as they'd like to do, and I have to tell you, there's not much time for us to either A, review what appears to be close to 500 plus pages of documents, or B, react in, well, let's say 7 days from today, the secretary can decertify or do major modifications to voting systems. I think that everybody should be cautious about that, but I want to say I am at least cautiously optimistic that the secretary will take the time that she has to really think this thing out.
All right. President Steve Weir of the California Association of Clerks and Election Officers, and he's Registrar of Voters for Contra Costa County.